You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. Coaching silly season is upon us, so where else would we begin than with an NFL coach blowing up on reporters asking about college jobs?
Last week, late in the week, it was on Thursday, as a matter of fact, Ryan Clark was in studio, and we discussed what was a conversation had on The Fan in New York about Mike Tomlin possibly going to the college ranks. If you remember, Doug Whaley, who's the former Bills GM, also spent time in Pittsburgh, went on The Fan in New York and said that Mike Tomlin would be a candidate, a good candidate for either USC or LSU. They could pay him a bunch of money. He wouldn't have to start over with Ben Roethlisberger. You remember the whole thing. Ryan Clark came in studio, and we discussed that conversation, those comments from Doug Whaley. And the thing that I told you last week, which will always be true, is that anytime a coach's name like that pops up, it is not by happenstance. There is an intended purpose that is planted somewhere. Doug Whaley didn't just go on The Fan in New York and decide he was going to throw that out there just to see. Somebody, if it was Mike Tomlin or his agent or someone affiliated with one of the coaching searches, put that bug in his ear, which he then took to air. Mike Tomlin today was asked about these rumors. But before we get to that, the real reason the question was asked of Mike Tomlin today was not about LSU or Doug Whaley. It was asked about Southern Cal specifically because former USC quarterback Carson Palmer was a guest on the Dan Patrick Show. And Dan Patrick asked Carson Palmer if he were involved in the coaching search, and Carson Palmer said, you know, I give my input where I can. I try to stay in the loop and make suggestions. And then Dan Patrick asked Carson Palmer if there was a front runner, and that led to the conversation about Mike Tomlin. Give a listen.
I think there's a lot of front runners right now, and that's why I like where we're sitting. You know, we had the first hot seat open up.
You can't have a lot of front runners, Carson. You can have a front runner.
You've got Penn State. You've got Iowa State. You've got Cincinnati. You've got a wild card like Mike Tomlin. That if Mike Tomlin wants out, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, there is not a direct, that's the guy everybody's pointing their fingers at. There's a lot of great options.
Has Mike USC, Tomlin hypothetically been discussed?
I'm sure he has. I think anybody is a potential candidate right now. And that's what's so great about the job is it can lure an NFL guy in that's tired of their current situation and worried about, is Ben Roethlisberger gone? Is he done? Who are we going to draft? Does Mike Tomlin have to start over with a first round young rookie quarterback? Mm. You know, everybody's on the table being that job is so big and so coveted. You know, I think there's a bunch of people that are in the discussion. And once we get to week 16, 17 of the NFL season and the college football season is over, we'll have a direct front runner.
Okay. So that was Carson Palmer on the Dan Patrick Show. So everyone who thinks that Mike Tomlin went off today because of what RC and I talked about last week, that was not the reason. It was because of what Carson Palmer said on the Dan Patrick Show, where he specifically mentioned Mike Tomlin. Dan Patrick actually came back later and was like, have you mentioned that anywhere? He's like, is that the first you heard about that? And Dan Patrick was like, yeah. And Carson goes, whoops. So point being, Carson Palmer didn't just make that up. Again, the point being, that is a conversation that's being had. And I want to reiterate my point, because sometimes it gets lost. My point is those conversations are had for a reason. Either Mike Tomlin's agent is trying to leverage whatever interest to get more money from the Rooneys, or maybe Mike Tomlin's looking for an out in Pittsburgh, or whatever it is that he wants. Somebody put that out there for a reason. Well, today, Mike Tomlin, meeting with the media there in Pittsburgh, was asked specifically about the USC job. Here's how Mike Tomlin reacted.
Guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Mm. Well, boosters, your move. Never challenge a rich man with his checkbook. I've learned that over the years as well. And they might have not have asked Sean Payton or Andy Reid, but they did ask Nick Saban about this back in 2006.
I don't know how else I can say it, guys. I've said it three different occasions.
Well, then I guess I have to say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
I mean, if we're playing the denial game again, remember the three categories of denials. There's the non-denial, the non-denial denial, and then there's the denial. I think it's safe to say that both Mike Tomlin and Nick Saban fall squarely in the denial category. When you flatly say never, but never, that's a denial. When you're Nick Saban and you say, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach, that's a denial. And Saban, as you, I think you might have heard, did actually end up becoming the Alabama coach. I'm not telling you that Mike Tomlin's going to USC. I'm not telling you Mike Tomlin is going to LSU. What I am telling you is stories like that don't just get floated for no reason. Something will happen with Mike Tomlin this offseason, be it more money, bigger contract, whatever. Like, something's going to happen there because that doesn't just get floated for no reason whatsoever.
Okay. There was also news involving another coaching target, James Franklin. We'll get to that here in just a quick second. It is the Locked On LSU podcast, where we thank you for making us your first listen, and we love to remind you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the daily fantasy college sports leader. I love Prize Picks, and you will as well. Go to prizepicks.com. Don't wait. Go to prizepicks.com. Download the app today. Use the code Locked On, and they'll give you a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100. There are more college football props than anywhere else at Prize Picks. All the Power 5 players that you know, and maybe even some mid-major guys that you've never even heard of. It's all there at Prize Picks. Offers you every prop you can think of, from yardage and touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. It is Prize Picks. Again, log on to prizepicks.com, download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Locked On for your 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prizepicks.com. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy.
The other big name out there is James Franklin. And James Franklin, it was first reported by Football Scoop, has switched agents. He had Trace Armstrong of Athletes First, who infamously represented Tom Herman in the 2016 ordeal with LSU. But James Franklin has switched to CAA and Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton, of course, is the kingpin. He's got Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin and Dan Mullen and Jimbo Fisher and Kirby Smart and Steve Sarkisian. And back in the day, Steve Spurrier, and basically every coach that matters, Jimmy Sexton represents all of them. And now he represents James Franklin as well, who, by the way, Jimmy Sexton happens to be very, very, very good friends with Scott Woodward. So there's a lot of speculation. And today, James Franklin was asked about switching agents.
I'm glad you asked, Rich. First of all, as you know, my response completely focused on our season and our team and finding a way to beat Ohio State and be 1-0 this week. Now, I'm not going to get into the details, Rich, but what I will tell you is this is being reported now, but this is something that happened over the summer. Now, obviously, I didn't make an announcement. I don't know anybody that ever does when that happens. But this is something that happened over the summer that's just being reported now.
Mm. You mean in the summer when Scott Woodward was already putting his list together because, like, told you then that Ed Orgeron, if he went 7-5, he was going to be fired? Remember, relationships matter. And I'm not telling you James Franklin's a front runner for the LSU job. I'm not telling you he's a front runner for the USC job. What I'm telling you is Scott Woodward, Jimmy Sexton are close. Jimmy Sexton represents every major coach in college football. And if you're James Franklin, you're not making that move because you just want to stay put. Dude makes 5.5 right now. James Franklin makes $5.5 million. The current contract he has escalators until 2025 that max him out at 6.5. Ed Orgeron was making 8 at LSU. Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher making 9, 10 million a year. You're basically saying by 2025, at the end of his current contract, James Franklin will be at 6.5. What do you think the average coach is going to be making in the Power 5 by then? Another 4 years? You better believe he's leveraging all of this attention to get more money, either from Penn State, from USC, or LSU. James Franklin's going to get paid by somebody. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's LSU. Maybe it's USC. Maybe he stays at Penn State and gets $9 million a year. I don't know. But you better believe he is leveraging this right now to get more money from somebody. I'm going to say it again, man. I've done this long enough to know those stories don't just get plucked from thin air. And I know the other part of this is you'll say, well, Scott Woodward is notoriously close to the vest. He doesn't talk. That's very true. That's 100% true. Scott isn't talking to the people closest to him. But anytime you make a phone call, there's someone on the other end of the call. If you make a phone call to an agent, you can't be certain that that agent doesn't talk to certain people or within a or that coach or whatever it may be. There's always someone on the other end of the conversation. So as tight-lipped as Scott could be, the person on the other end of that call might not be, which is why you see a lot of this during the silly season and the rumor season, the speculation. So, the more it goes, the more we'll talk about it.
Boy, if you need a snack to keep you going during all these rumor season, all this rumor season this time of year, Built Bar is the best way to go, BuiltBar.com. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Every Built Bar. Covered in 100% real chocolate. When you bite into a Built Bar, the first thing you'll notice is that it's soft and chewy. It's not chalky or waxy or hard to chew and swallow like most protein bars. This is a decadent treat that is actually good for you. And there's so many flavors. It's gluten-free. It's keto. Find your favorite flavor at BuiltBar.com. If you haven't tried it yet, BuiltBar.com. Use the code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to get 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, use the code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. And while you're at it, you might as well get on over to BetOnline.ag. Of course, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Game 2 of the World Series is tonight. Want to bet on it? BetOnline.ag. Your college and NFL football weekends are right ahead. Want to bet? BetOnline.ag. NBA, NHL seasons both underway. Want to place your wagers? BetOnline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. The number one spot for basketball and football action this season, it's BetOnline.ag. So go to the new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today. It's free to sign up. And you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the code LOCKEDON when you sign up today and make your first deposit at betonline.ag. Again, use the code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, at betonline.ag. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we put a button here on today's episode, I'll remind you, as always, thank you for making us your first listen. And please subscribe to the Locked On LSU podcast if you haven't done so yet. How about a tip of the cap to both Darius Days and Xavier Pinson, named to the preseason All-SEC teams as selected by the 14 league's coaches. It was announced on Tuesday by the league office. If you're not familiar with the show, I always put more stock into the coaches, all-league teams and All-America teams, because the coaches actually scheme against, play against, scout these players. They just have a better idea at what it is they're looking at. And congrats to Days and Pinson, two veterans. Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State each had multiple selections, and all 38 different players received votes for the all-coaches team. So the preseason first and second teams have a minimum of 8 players on each squad voted by the league's coaches. No ties were broken. So remember, Darius Days initially entered the NBA draft, tested the waters, and decided to return for his senior year.
He started 28 games last year for LSU in the pandemic season, averaged 11-7, really close to 8 rebounds a game. He's a native of Florida, and he's a guy that has been a really good inside-out scorer for this basketball team. He's played in 94 career games, and every year he has upped his average in scoring and in rebounds. So 52 three-pointers in his career. He has 44 games where he scored in double figures over three seasons, 16 double-doubles for his career. That's the most for any active SEC player. It does pay, obviously, to, and no pun intended there, but to return and stick around in college. Now, Darius Days, I don't believe, is an NBA body. He's a tweener. It's hard to see where he might fit in a game that's largely played above the rim. But, you know, Days is one of those guys who comes back, maybe plays another solid season, finds a way to be a rotational guy in the NBA. But I think that's hard to see. But he's a guy that certainly this LSU team is going to benefit from having his experience and leadership back, especially with the news of Adam Miller being done for the year with the torn ACL. So Darius Days, preseason first team All-SEC. Xavier Pinson, who transferred in from Missouri, is second team preseason All-SEC. Spent the last 3 years at Missouri, started 26 games a year ago, averaged 13 points, 2 boards, 2 assists per game, 18 games scoring in double figures, career high 36 against TCU. Pinson is a guy who had 23 points twice last year, against Arkansas, 27 against Tennessee, 22 against Oregon. He is a guy that was brought in to be the scoring tandem with Adam Miller in the backcourt. And unfortunately, with Miller lost now, other guys are going to have to step up on the offensive end, and Pinson is probably the guy that's going to have to lead the way there. So congrats to Darius Days and Xavier Pinson for their preseason honors. And LSU, they'll throw the ball up and tip it off on November the 9th at home against ULM. Will Wade, arguably his most talented squad. Yes, a big blow dealt last week with the news that they've lost Adam Miller for the season. But guys like Days and Pinson, a couple of veteran SEC players, will have to pace this team throughout the 2021-2022 season. All right, it's going to do it for us here on the Locked On LSU podcast, where we thank you for making us your first listener. Remember, you can always make Locked On SEC your second listen. Our buddy Chris Gordy has the league covered top to bottom every single day. Until tomorrow, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day.